Hey, agency owners, it's time for a new episode of the Agency Blueprint, the number one podcast for agency owners looking to build systems to simplify and gain reliable profit growth, while also reducing stress and getting their personal life back. I'm your host, Robert Patton, international bestselling author, agency scale partner, and founder of Creative Agency Success. If you enjoy this episode, do me a favor and hit that subscribe button to make sure that you never miss an episode and help keep the show at the top of the charts so it can be found by more agency owners like you. And now for the show. Everyone, so today I wanted to talk to you about a recent conversation I've been having with a client. And I think it would be useful for all of you in this discussion, because I think that this is a common limitation, both on the pricing and understanding of value. So I wanted to talk to you about it today. And what I wanted to talk about was the idea of a subscription-based strategy-only model. So in the conversation with the client, there was a lot of concern around the ability and the desire of people to pay for strategy only and for consulting effectively and not actually having a built-in kind of level of deliverables within each scope of work. And while I understand the reservation, I'm going to heavily disagree considering that is my business model and how I make money and am quite successful doing so as well. The piece that I adamantly also disagreed with too was the price point and what someone would be willing to pay for per hour or for that person to be able to be paid per month for the consulting. And so what I wanted to do was talk about a couple of pieces. I want us to start to remove our own misconceptions of what that actually means, of what we personally think that we would want to pay for it. And interestingly, because this client is a client of mine, they have a significant amount of investment every single month in exactly what it is that we are talking about selling, but just for a different medium. And so I just found it interesting and how you can be willing to pay for something, but don't believe that you're worth being paid for that same thing. And I just think it's interesting kind of conversation that I thought would be useful for all of you. So I want to talk about the strategy only models, how you can layer them into your agency, and why it's ultimately really important. So the first piece that I want to hit on is what is kind of the baseline kind of oriented piece of strategy? Where's my opinion of that to begin with? For me, the thing that I find very interesting is that while many agencies are not charging for strategy, that is a lot of what the client is ultimately paying for in the end. Even if they're buying a deliverable, they're buying a website, they're buying social media, they're buying ad placement, they're buying a brand, they're still talking and having a base layer of a component of strategy in it. And without you being more strategic, there's no way that the work that you're doing would be successful. So there's either one of two things. Either you're charging for strategy as its own deliverable and as a phase of a project, or you're just not being paid for one of the most high value pieces of what it is that you're doing. And that, to me, I would like for, if that's the case for you right now listening, I'd want for that to change. Strategy is a vital, vital, vital piece of what it is that you do. And it's incredibly important for you to understand that that is one of the highest value pieces that your agency produces, whether you charge for it or not. Now, let's talk about it as its own deliverable entirely on its own, and even potentially the entire scope of work for an entire relationship with the client. So here's how I see the world. Each different layer or stage of business for the client, there are different needs that they ultimately have. And those evolving needs are going to require different guidance, slight adjustment to those guidance, and expertise over the execution of the strategy in the first place. So what I see is a really, truly beneficial component to having a strategy-only engagement with a client is that they do need that on an ongoing basis. Sure, there's kind of ebbs and flows throughout the relationship, but it largely is really, you have to make sure. So it's like thinking about it from an execution standpoint. You have the kind of base strategy. Let's say that you're putting together a 12-month strategy, but then you go and implement for 2 to 3 months, kind of validating what it was that you were thinking was going to happen. And then once that's been validated, you then will take the information, the data points that have been collected, and then do another assessment and change, learn from your initial hypothesis, validate a component of it, some of it was wrong, and then you're going to go back and try again. And then do that for another 2 to 3 months, and then do the exact same thing, validate again, collect all the data, look at what's going on, and then make adjustments again. And you're going to continue to do that. I know for me in marketing, what was working a year ago is not necessarily working today, and at least not in the same way. And making sure that you are continually adjusting, learning, and pivoting, allowing for it to be as successful as possible. So there's a whole lot of benefit to the client to have an agency partner that is sitting, even if they have the internal team and they have someone doing all the execution work. This is a very vital thing. And I mean, a lot of the industry refers to it as kind of VCMO or fractional CMO work. And that's true. I have no problem with that, that title. It's just having your agency being a true strategic partner with your client and not just a service provider that's providing deliverables. And I think that there's an incredible difference between the two, and recognizing that your strategy is incredibly, incredibly, incredibly valuable. So let's talk about strategy fully as its own deliverable on its own. And it's, let's say it's a project or it's a retainer. I want you to think about how, kind of understanding what strategy document you're going to be putting together, whether it's brand and messaging strategy, whether it's a marketing strategy, whether it's a go-to-market strategy, whether it's a specific just ad strategy, whether it's a social media strategy. And there's multiple different components to it. And then also even understanding whether you're going into a brand identity or messaging strategy. What are the collection of data points that you're going to be going into it as well? Making sure that you have a very clear understanding of all the different inputs that you're going to need. So are you doing any research? Are you reading any research that they've done? Are you doing desktop research? Like, exactly what is it that you're doing, and make sure that you have a very clear understanding. You also want to make sure that there is a roadmap, that you have a clear direction of where we are going to go next. And maybe the strategy is going to define a lot of that, right? But there's then validate exactly where you're going to go. But having an understanding, and the client already knowing that this project is going to lead into the next, that allows for the refinement, allows for the adjustments, allows for them to be able to move into the next stage of their growth, and why starting with this base layer of strategy is incredibly important. It's like this idea that if you were to be just 1 degree off in the route that you're taking, if you were to walk, 10 feet, it's not that much of a difference. But if you were to walk around the entire planet, you're hundreds of miles off, hundreds. And it's incredibly important to recognize that that strategy is going to pinpoint those pieces. And if you're talking about spending a reasonable amount of money, or your future success in the business is predicated on this strategy, it's vital to slow down, make sure that it's done right, to allow for the client to have the impact that they're looking for. But you do want to make sure that if you're going through this, that you have a very clear understanding of the process you're going to follow, the inputs that you're going to need, the way that this deliverable is going to be provided, and not having it be this kind of, I suppose, kind of laissez-faire, I'm just going to do it by the seat of my pants oriented fashion. And because it just creates for a whole lot of tumultuousness, because when it comes to a consulting deliverable, one, it's a bit hard for the client to wrap their head around it fully because it is consulting, and you want to make sure that you do have a better, clear understanding of what it is that you're going to be providing to them, what they're going to get, or at least what questions you're going to be answering. So let's now talk about a couple of different models, and I'm going to hit them quickly. There's kind of strategy as oversight. Then there's kind of strategy that you can utilize kind of as building blocks to have as kind of a link and log model. There's the strategy plus agency work as well, that kind of layer into each other in understanding the distinction of them. So I want to hit them each one by one and just describe them. Where strategy as oversight, where it is that full kind of VCMO or fractional CMO or strategic advisor position, where you're sitting over either another agency or contractors or an internal team on the execution of the work. Your job is entirely at this point to review the work that is being output. It could even be just purely brand strategy, and reviewing the work that is being produced by the team to ensure that it still meets brand messaging, brand identity, brand look and feel, all of that, that is still fitting within the guidelines, and making sure that it is headed in the right direction. But your entire work with them is based on the oversight of what they are doing internally. And it could be over their senior team, it could be over a junior team. Ultimately, obviously, the more junior, the more time and the bigger the cost. But making sure that you have an understanding of what is the frequency by which you're communicating. Are you communicating synchronously? Is it everything's live? Is there any asynchronous communication? How are you providing those feedback loops to the internal team or to the external team that it is that you're managing? So make sure that you have those kind of blocks in place, because it can kind of just go off the rails very quickly. Now, for strategy as building blocks, here's where I think is really interesting and allows for you to be able to take a strategy retainer and kind of start to build things over time. And so if you've heard me talk about design retainers, the kind of sprint-oriented model, you can do the exact same thing with strategy. And if you take your strategy model, and let's say that you have a building block of desktop research, you've got a building block of two stakeholder interviews, you've got a building block of two, that wouldn't be enough, but let's say five consumer interviews or 10 consumer interviews, you have a building block of, you know, a focus group, you've got a building block of some qual or quant research, and just making sure that you have a very clear understanding of, like, here's all the different blocks of strategy that we are ultimately doing. Maybe a block of, you know, doing an internal vision workshop. It could be a block of what have you. I think you get the idea. Then understanding that here's the kind of dollar value of what this block is meant, is the cost rate for it. And then if you've got a monthly retainer from, let's say that your agency is selling retainers from $3,500 or $5,000 a month to $15,000 a month, then obviously the bigger retainers means that they have greater access, and that greater access allows for them to move faster. And so those building blocks, if you were to say that I've got, just for easy number's sake, we're going to call it $5,000 retainer and a $10,000 building block, then that means that it's going to take 2 months to get it done. Whether you get it done in 3 weeks and then you're effectively not doing much for the following weeks is totally fine. But it's just a very easy way for you to be able to kind of plug and play to what's going on. And that $5,000 number may not directly be shown to the client necessarily either, but you're just able to talk about, here's all the different things. And then we can start to lay out a map of where our priorities are going to be in a given quarter, given month, given year in this strategy-oriented retainer, allowing for you to really have a very clear understanding of what's going on. Following off of that, what can be done here too is the more oriented kind of subscription model, if you will. So you can have like a credit model too. So those, each of those building blocks could have a credit, and the client could essentially be requesting of those credits that they get in a given period of time. Now, what I also see particularly useful is a combination between them, but even with your agency having a deliverable component too. So let's say that in the engagement, you have the first couple of months to define the 12-month strategy that you're putting together, and then you go into execution mode, that validation that I was describing earlier. It's like, here's the hypothesis, here's the direction that we want to go, now let's go ahead and put it into market, and then absorb information, validate again, make some adjustments, and then continually doing that, just continually refining, adjusting, improving, making, optimizing the campaigns or the channels or the activation that we ultimately have out there in the market, allowing for you to be able to have that ongoing relationship. So the way that it would work is that you'd have, at the beginning of each quarter, you'd have a strategy realignment, and then you'd figure out exactly what you need to be doing. And then your agency potentially would go about actually doing that execution. So you can even have it layered in directly within your agency, allowing for you to be able to have this as a bolted on component to what it is that you do, and allow for you to have some fluidity to the way that you're working with clients from both a strategic and deliverable perspective. The thing that I want you to think about here that is a bit of a challenge is that when you're selling strategy only services, it is very important that you make sure that you're setting expectations with clients very clearly of when you're available, when you're not, how are you going to engage, how are you not, making sure that communication is very clear. One of the things that I found very, very useful is utilizing sales models that we've done episodes about before. And if you're unfamiliar, I'd even also recommend checking out Simon Bowen, absolute genius when it comes to sales models. But really important in leveraging and utilizing sales models in the conversation, so that allows for the client to be able to contextualize what it is exactly that you're going to be doing within this retainer, really useful. So the purpose of this episode was for you guys to think about and understand what a strategy engagement could potentially look like for you and your agency. And also wanted to just hit a piece of a recent conversation that has been going on with a client. And I just want, if any of you are feeling that you are not worth it, I want you to think about if you had a problem that was preventing you from solving or moving forward within your business, being able to allow for you to be able to accomplish what you're looking for and put yourself in your client's shoes. Would you actually be willing to pay for the problem? I don't want you to think about whether you're worth it, because that's a very difficult thing. I know for myself, I had a long journey myself in really understanding what I felt was fair and what was a reasonable cost for us in our services as well. And it was a journey, and I'm sure you're going to have one as well, but I want you to recognize and just start to place it, not about you, but what is the value truly of solving this problem? What is the impact? What amount of revenue, what amount of cost savings, what amount of adjustments is this going to have to the clients? And understanding that impact has value, and then charge based on that. It's incredibly important, and I want you to check your internal monologue here when you're devaluing yourself, because you are valuable, you have the expertise, and I want you to own it, appreciate it, and start charging for it. Hey everyone, thank you so much for listening in today. With all of the shifts in the industry, it is easy to feel overwhelmed or unsure of your next move. So I'm not here to try to sell you anything. I just want to give back and guide you through the uncertainty. Whether you're navigating new trends or just need some clarity, we're here to listen and offer advice. Head to creativeagencysuccess.com/chat to book a free 15-minute chat with an agency mentor who can provide you with a fresh perspective. Let's figure out the best steps for your agency's growth together.